Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello, everyone. It's Belinda Ellsworth here with your Tuesday tip. And today I want to talk about a very interesting subject that keeps appearing in conversations over the last 6 months. And I've never really given it a tremendous amount of thought in perspective to the word itself, and that is curiosity. Now, I've always taught for the past 25 years that the number one thing that you want to continue to do is always remain a student. That if you're learning, you're growing. When you stop learning, then you stop growing, and you have nowhere to go but backward. And I've always truly believed that, and I think I've always remained a student as far as reading books and trying to learn about new things and trying to take classes and tutorials, mostly in my profession, but about other interesting things as well. But then for the last 6 months, it's come up in conversations with different guests on my podcast about being curious. Like, being curious is one of their greatest skill sets that they have. And I thought a lot about this, and I thought, well, you know, I've always been curious, and I've always took learning and continuing to be a student and learning is the same as being curious. And you know, they're similar, but they're not exact. And curious is where you just are interested. Interest in learning about other people, learning about other things, experiencing new things you've never tried before. And that one I've always been, that one's been tougher for me over the years, but I've always, always been intrigued by other people's stories. No surprise that that's why I love doing this podcast, Work From Your Happy Place, because I get to hear other people's stories and I get to ask them and talk to them about what made them choose the path that they chose and what obstacles did they find along the way. It's that curiosity, and I love talking to someone about their career and just asking them questions and how they got involved in it and how they became an expert in it and what led them down that path and maybe who were their mentors along the way. And I love it when I hear about people that after 40 years completely change careers and then start something completely new and different. And so I think I've always been curious. And I really do enjoy watching documentaries. I love watching documentaries actually about a lot of different things. It doesn't really matter what it is. I just think it's interesting to learn different facts about things. Now, how has curiosity served me well throughout my own particular life? And then I'm going to give you some tips on really what it means to be curious or what curiosity can do for you. And then if you're not a curious individual, what are some things you can do to be more curious? For me, the biggest thing about curiosity is that it's allowed me to participate in many, many conversations. Just like if you're at a cocktail party or a networking event or somebody starts to talk about something, I'm like, oh yeah, I saw this show or I read this article on or I was talking with a guy that told me about an experience he had, blah, blah, blah. It's allowed me to be in conversations with people that maybe I want to get to know a little bit more, but I would have absolutely no idea where to begin that conversation. And so it's really helped me in being a conversationalist, I have to say. And that has served me well over the 25 years of just really having really great conversations with people and then getting to know them and becoming friends because you find that you sort of have commonalities or you like one another, you learn different things. I also see this in young people that they have this quest for curiosity. And that really is about, you know, what can I learn or who can I get to know or what can I try? And that's where I think I always was a little bit shyer about it. And I've gotten better about it as I'm older, because when you're curious to just try something new, you just become so more well-rounded in your personality and just having really a fun time. That's what I see with people that are willing to try new things, is there's just such, it's fun and playfulness, and it's just brings people a lot of joy. And that's why I've learned to let go of, if I'm not really good at something, not being afraid to just give it a try and not be embarrassed if I don't do well at it. And that was something that always held me back. And I kind of have gotten a lot better about that over the years. But let's talk about what it really means to be curious. And that is never stop questioning. It's one of the most important, it says attitudes, but I really think it is an important skill set, because it is an art. You learn how to be more curious. Some people just have a natural instinct for curiosity, but you can develop curiosity over the years, most certainly. It is a state of interest or genuinely wanting to know more about something. It allows you to embrace unfamiliar circumstances, giving you greater opportunities to experience and discover joy. Indeed, many studies have shown that life is better and more fun when you are curious. So let's talk about some key ingredients that curiosity really lends itself to. So one, it makes your mind active instead of passive. Curious people ask questions, and the mind is a muscle which becomes stronger with continual exercise. So the more that you're learning, the more that you're growing, the more sharper and you will continue to remain. And I truly, truly believe this. People are just a wealth of knowledge, and they just remain as sharp as a tack, and they like to tell stories, and they like it when people question them and they're able to, you know, recount different stories. And that's why I love talking to older people, really wise people that have been through really a lot in life. We have so much that we can glean from those experiences. It really makes your mind observant of new ideas. And when you are curious, your mind expects and anticipates new ideas. When ideas come, they will be recognized. So what that really means, and I know this for a fact, when I am curious, so I'll ask different questions about either how people marketed something or how they made money. I remember one time I was talking with a friend. They were in a band, and they were playing at the state fair, and then the state fair was giving away a car. And I started asking all these questions about who bought the tickets and how many tickets were sold. And then I did all this research in it, and then I ended up turning it in to a very similar affair for a huge fashion show that I coordinated. And it was one of the most successful events that I did, as far as giving raffle tickets away, getting a huge attendance there, and getting a lot of sales from that event. And I would have never done it if I hadn't have been really curious about this giveaway at the state fair. Now, you can say that one, jewelry sales versus a country western band playing at the state fair, what do they have in common, or what could you glean from that information? Well, I gleaned a lot of information, which went on to be a huge successful event that I did based on the premises of what they were doing at the state fair. So when you're curious, it opens your mind to other possibilities and taking those ideas and putting those into a road or a path that you're on. When you aren't curious, there are many ideas that just pass you by because your mind is closed to it. You're not in a creative thinking place. And if you are really curious, you're always in a creative thinking space. And that allows you to see and bend opportunities to make them work toward your favor. Three, it opens up new worlds of possibilities. Just by being curious, you will learn new adventures, which may or may not normally be visible. They are often hidden behind the surface of normal life. And if you don't just dig into sort of what's behind the curtain, then you're never going to really figure out some really cool things in life that might either be a great benefit for you or a great relationship that you might develop and build because you just let life sort of pass you by. It also brings excitement into your life. The life of curious people is never boring. So how do we develop a mindset of curiosity? Number one, keep an open mind. You need to be open to learn, to unlearn things, and to relearn things. This is really important as well. I see too many people get stuck with, well, that's the way we've always done it. And if you always stick in the same path of not unlearning things that might not serve you well, and then relearning or finding a new way to do something that you've done in the past in a whole new way, which leads you to greater opportunities. Be willing to try new things, new experiences. Number two, don't take things for granted. Be grateful. You all know how much I've talked in this past year about gratitude. And we have an awesome gratitude journal that is coming out in just about a month, which I'm so excited about. We did our first gratitude journal last year, and it was just real simple, top three things every day that you're grateful for. But so many awesome things came out of that. The 90 Days of Gratitude group that I did on Facebook, I had people telling me how it healed relationships that they had with loved ones, like a spouse or their mom or a sibling that did gratitude journals together. There's just so many incredible benefits. But when you take things for granted, you don't ask questions and you don't find out new things and you don't have a mindset of gratitude. And gratitude leads to optimism. We know this. It leads to a more healthier mindset. It leads to being optimistic instead of pessimistic. It's just incredible at all the things that can come from gratitude. So learn to not take things for granted. Be grateful for things you have. Number three, ask questions relentlessly. Like, go on a discovery. That's how I look at it. I love the interviews that I do with my guests because I really love it when we get down a rabbit hole and we really delve into a subject that maybe is a surprise thing that they've said or that they've added to the conversation. And then I get super excited. And really, it's through these conversations that more and more we keep talking about curiosity. Number four, don't label something as boring or a waste of your time. You close the opportunity or the door of possibility and opportunity. And this is the one thing that I try to impress upon my daughter and other young people is when you're in a situation and there's somebody new that you're meeting, it's like you need to take that time. Don't sit and think, well, what am I going to get out of this? Or what am I going to, you know, learn? Or this is just a waste of my time. But when you go to events, you don't know who you're going to meet, what you're going to learn, who you're going to get connected with. There are sometimes the best connections in life will come from the person you least expect. But it is because you took the time. It's because you didn't label something as, oh, this is going to be so boring. You went into it going, oh, I wonder who's going to be there tonight. I wonder who I'm going to meet. Every single time I go to a dinner or a show or anything else, I think, oh, I wonder who's going to be there. I wonder who I'm going to get to talk to. I think that every time going in. And I believe that's why I get to have so many really awesome conversations. And it's something that I'm really trying to impress upon my daughter and any other young people that I meet, especially when they say, oh, it's just so boring. Change your mindset. It doesn't have to be boring. So don't ever label something as boring or a waste of your time. Don't close the door to possibilities and opportunities. And number five, see learning something new as fun. Embrace it as this is going to be fun, not this is going to be hard. This is going to be painful. It's like, no, this is going to be fun. Let's embrace it and let's have a good time with it. You know, there's several things in life that I might not necessarily enjoy doing, but they're a must have. You know, there's something that I have to do. And I really do try to make it fun. You know, when we prepare our planners, we're going to be putting together, you know, several thousand boxes, and it's like building pizza boxes. And you know what? That's not necessarily a fun thing to do all by yourself. And I have done plenty all by myself, sitting in front of the TV, making boxes while I'm watching a movie. But I had a big group of friends over. I fed everybody. We had a nice, fun party time, and we all made boxes. And together, we all got to have fun. We had good conversation, and it made something that was a daunting task for me a lot more fun. And it was probably not super fun for everybody, but you know what? That bonding time was super fun. So see something new or different, or even a task that you have to complete, as something fun, and try to make it an experience and make something fun out of it. This will help with your curiosity as well. And read diverse kinds of reading. Understand your learning style so that you can learn faster. Like I said, I love watching documentaries. Now, I love reading as well, but if it's a really good documentary, I just learn quicker. I retain the information. Just find it interesting. So that is just some tips. It is our Tuesday tip on make yourself more curious and start to really develop the art of curiosity.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.